It's Radar Contact, the newsletter of ATCCommunication.com. This is audio episode number one for the 25th of September, 2011. Hello and welcome to our very first audio edition of Radar Contact, our bi-weekly newsletter for ATCCommunication.com. I'm Jeff Canarish, and today I'm going to be talking to you unedited and without a script. Well, I do have a little outline here, but I am going to try to speak off the cuff as much as possible. First of all, why the audio edition instead of the written version that we've been doing? Well, many longtime subscribers to the Radar Contact newsletter told me that they really prefer taking in information via audio podcast or video podcast. So we thought we'd give this a try. See how you like it, and if you like it, let me know at jeff@atccommunication.com, or if you don't like it, let me know also by email at that very same address. I'll probably talk a little bit slower today and take my time, make sure I don't stumble all over everything, because as I said, I am working without a script. So let's get started first with some administrative items, and then we'll get to the big news of the day. Last issue of Radar Contact, we had something called the Ridiculous Intersection Contest. Now, if you're just joining us the first issue of Radar Contact, what was that contest all about? Well, basically, I said that there are a bunch of intersections in the United States, Canada, and elsewhere that are nearly unpronounceable. Unfortunately, this audio podcast, I'm not even going to attempt to repeat some of the written intersections that I wrote down because I can't pronounce them. So I thought, these can't be the only ones that are around. Why don't we hold a contest, see if y'all can come up with something similar. So we offered a contest that in which you were able to send to me intersections with unpronounceable names anywhere in the United States or Canada or their territorial waters. And here are the results. No, there's nothing wrong with your audio. I didn't get any results. Basically, a good friend of mine sent in one intersection, and the intersection he chose, he says, was ridiculous because it was named the same as his first name. But other than him, I received absolutely no entries, no, zero, none, not a zip. Now, I could sit here and guess all day about why that was. Maybe the prize that I offered, a book called Flying Know-How, wasn't incentive enough. Maybe if I'd offered an iPad or maybe a Jaguar XKR sports car, maybe that would have been more motivation. Or maybe y'all were just too busy. I don't know what the reason was. And again, you can tell me at jeff@atccommunication.com if you care to clue me into why nobody came in with an answer for this contest. It's a shame, though. It was a really good book. I'm going to go ahead and put it back on the shelf. And don't plan on holding any more contests in the near future unless I get an overwhelming response of email that says, oh, I was just too busy. Please run that thing again. I'd love the book, because I'm telling you, that is a great book. Anyways, let's move on. I have a big announcement today. Well, it's big to me. I hope you appreciate the magnitude of it. But as of 10 o'clock this morning, Eastern Daylight Savings Time, I finished in its entirety the flight and radio simulator. Done, top to bottom, completely done. And the reason this is so big in my world is I've been working on this 6 to 7 hours a day almost every single day for the last year. And you think, well, why did it take so long? And normally these kinds of software are put together by development teams, usually a full-time paid developers. And as you all know, I'm a full-time airline pilot, and I do ATCCommunication.com simply because I enjoy doing it, but I have to somehow shoehorn it into my spare time. So I've been working on this project for the better part of a year, and as I can, sometimes to the detriment of everything else, and it's finally finished. As I said, that's big news to me. It may not be as big news to you because even though the vehicle itself is finished, the learning program is not. I had to finish the vehicle first, but I'm sure you'd like to get your hands on it. So whenever you're ready, go to the Insiders page at atccommunication.com and you'll find it there. And before you head off there right now, Just a couple of other notes about that. That friend that I mentioned earlier who sent in the name of the intersection, he's kind of my early test bed for a lot of these projects. I'll send things off to him. And what he'll do is he'll dive right in to whatever I offer without reading the instructions. He says he's like the average Joe Schmuckatelli who gets new software or something new and gets right to it without reading the instructions. And wouldn't you know it, every time I do that with him, he gets back to me with a whole bunch of questions and said, this didn't work, that didn't work. And I always say to him, well, did you read the directions? And he said, no, I was trying to be like your average Joe Schmuckatelli and just dive right in. I'm telling you, if you try to do the same thing with the radio simulator this time, you won't get very far. I'm not Apple development software. I don't make intuitive software. I'm just not that skilled. So please, 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 before you give this new version a try, please go over the instructions. Now, here's the cool part. Nobody likes reading dry instructions. I certainly don't. So what I did this time, instead of making written instructions, I made a complete video guide to the aircraft radio simulator. Please play that movie. You'll find it at the Insiders page at atccommunication.com. Please play that first. Make sure you thoroughly understand what you're viewing, and then give the simulator a try. Now, a couple of things. This simulator is internet-based, so it's not as robust as, say, Microsoft Flight Simulator or even the online Flight Gear. But at the same time, because it's a little bit simplified, it works each and every time. You shouldn't get crashes like you do with some of that other software. Basically, I made it so it's just good enough to get the job done, but not so overly complex that it won't work for you or won't take a long time to load. There are other administrative details with operating it, and I'll leave that up to the instructions, but please don't be a Joe or Josephine Schmuckatelli like my friend, and please do look at the instructions before you start. Now, I said it may not be as exciting to you because it is not the complete learning program. Now that the vehicle is done, I am going to dive right into finishing the learning program and get that out to you as soon as possible. I want to point out that everything that we've brought to you so far in its beta form has been 100% free. Having given it a great deal of thought now, and considering the ungodly number of hours I've put into developing this thing, plus the costs of putting it out there so that you can use it, there is going to be a charge to use the final product. However, because you all have been with me since the beginning and give me so much great feedback. And by the way, when you look at this simulator, you're going to see that if you were one of the people that gave me the feedback and things I should change, you're going to see a lot of those changes that you recommended. I rolled all that stuff right into the finished product. So because you spent all that time helping me out and developing this thing, I'm going to give you a deep, deep discount on the cost of the finished product. And we'll talk more about that at another time. What I do want to say right now is, go to it, have fun, and by all means, get back to me and let me know if there's anything else you'd like to see done differently with the aircraft radio simulator. But I think you're really, really going to be surprised by all the detail there and its advanced capabilities. Well, I had a good time talking to you today via this audio podcast. I hope you like the format as well. As always, if you have any questions about this, like to let me know what you thought of the format or anything else you want to talk about, again, send me an email at jeff@atccommunication.com, jeff@atccommunication.com. Not going to have any, because of the length of this program today, we're not going to have any tips and tricks type articles that I normally have in Radar Contact. We'll get that to the next time. Not going to have any question of the week, and we're certainly not going to do any contest until I get some more feedback from y'all on what I need to do to make the contest more appealing. So thanks for listening. I really, really appreciate, love you guys for giving me all that feedback and helping me build that simulator. Y'all are one of the best teams I could have ever hoped to work with. Well, that's all I've got from here. If you've got anything for me, you know how to get a hold of me. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.